A Mesquite moment in time, a look at what the city was, making it what it is today. On the north end of downtown, you pass over some tracks just outside of downtown Mesquite. Those railroad tracks have an intriguing story to tell, one that brought about what many generations have called home, Mesquite, Texas. When the Lone Star State was annexed back into the Union on March 30, 1870, the state of Texas began the Reconstruction Legislature. Dallas, like many other towns in North Texas, advocated for a railroad. Dallas and the surrounding area sent John Lane, the editor of the Dallas Times-Herald, as a representative in the legislature. In 1871, Lane proposed an amendment that required the Texas and Pacific Railway to cross the Houston and Texas Central Railway. That way, the railroads would cross through Dallas while the Texas and Pacific Railway continued east towards Marshall. This proposition prompted the TMP Railway to pass through prairie land some 15 miles east of downtown Dallas into what is now known as downtown Mesquite. With the use of state convicts and oxen to pull the supplies, the railroad officially opened on August 15, 1873. The community of Syene, just 3.5 miles away from the new depot, slowly dissipated into the newly formed town of Mesquite. Texas and Pacific hired Major William Bradfield as the station agent. According to the Mesquite Historical Society, Major Bradfield is believed to be the first documented citizen of Mesquite. On the 15th of August, there was a ceremony in Dallas commemorating the opening of the railroad, but there is no indication of any happening at the Mesquite Depot, nor any train stopping to dedicate the freshly plotted out town. The next time you get stopped by a train in Mesquite, take a moment and reflect on how important that railroad is to our town, the breath of life that was given to Mesquite some 145 years ago. I'm Christian Janes, and join 88.5 FM next week for another historical tidbit from a Mesquite moment in time.